This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Free. That's 855-450-3733. That's how you can call in and join us as we kick off our number three. The us in studio tonight is Daryl,
Heather,
and Chris.
And first, let's go to Skype. And I promise we will get to this Equifax story where the CEO has some absolutely ridiculous things that he has said. Let's go to Skype, where we've got Bad Slave calling in from, I believe, somewhere in New Hampshire. Bad Slave, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Yes, I am in New Hampshire, and Heather and Chris and Daryl, thank you for taking my call.
No worries.
Listen, Heather, specifically, do you ever hear the broken window fallacy?
No. I'd love to hear it, though, if you want to share it.
Well, it's pretty simple. With the Keynesians out there, do you know what a Keynesian is?
I do not.
The Kruger and, bad economics.
Krugman. So Keynesianism is this theory of economics. There's different schools of economics.
Yeah.
The Keynesians tend to believe that a planned economy is very is favorable. It can be
planned
done.
Planned economy is best economy.
Planned very much so, and that central banks are key. They need to be able to manipulate interest rates and things like that. The more libertarian school in all this is probably the Austrian school, mm-hmm. which says it's
which
best
is very close to Chicago as well.
Yeah, the Chicagoans like monetarism, so they like to play around with their central banks more than the Austrians. The Austrians would prefer that there just be no central bank whatsoever. But there's these different schools of thought. So the broken window fallacy was put forth by, I would say, an early sort of a proto-Austrian economist and philosopher, Frederick Bastiat.
Yeah.
So you want to go ahead and describe it there for us, Bad Slave?
Yeah, sure. It's just basically the economic fallacy is that a broken window produces something by, having to repair the window. In other words, so the guy that repairs windows gets a job and does something, and so
gets work.
So it's work, and what it's what the fallacy is that there's the seen and the unseen. The unseen is that somebody had to spend money on something that they didn't choose to.
Right. So let's put this in practical terms.
Somebody didn't.
Well, it's okay. My car's out front.
Yep.
Right. Daryl goes out and he throws a rock through it and he goes, "Yay, I helped the economy." I'm like, "Daryl, you broke my window. How did you help the economy?" Well, you got to think about those guys with, Safe Light Auto Glass. They now are going to get a gig out of this. They're going to come out and spend, and they're going to have a job and they're going to pay their employees. And with that window that was just sitting there unbroken, nothing was happening in the economy. What it fails to take into consideration is my answer to Daryl, which was, "Oh, that's great, Daryl. Now I have to take the $100 that I was going to invest in cryptocurrencies and spend it to repair my window."
Or that you were going to go buy groceries with.
Right.
Or do any number of other things.
Right.
Okay, so what's the solution to the problem?
Well, the solution is that the idea that destruction creates economic positive effects, and the same is often applied to war. That's a beneficial
thing. And natural disasters.
Right, and natural disasters. They talk about the big boom that's going to come after all the hurricanes. after you wiped out
Milton. Destruction do happen. Hurricanes do happen.
They do.
These things cause us to seek out solutions to problems.
From an economic point of view.
Don't stimulate the economy, because after Chris winds up spending...
I'm not talking about economics, I'm talking about innovation.
But when Chris winds up spending that $100 to replace the window, he's out $100 and is no better off than he was beforehand.
Correct.
Okay, and what can he do to prepare for the future for a situation like this? Maybe get insurance, so then next time you only have to...
Well, the broken window fallacy isn't really about innovation. It's about economics.
Okay.
Well, but I'm saying that, in fact, that regulation is a broken window.
Okay.
And
I understand that.
Yep.
That's debatable.
No, it's not. There is the hidden cost of everything that, you know, whether it's the broken window, you know, Daryl's broken or Chris's broken...
Car window.
Rex, see, you know what? The way I look at regulation, right, it's almost like, you know, we're giving ourselves, like, victim mentality. Like, oh, no, this person put a regulation. No, like, we're not going to be able to do this anymore. Like,
this is unnecessary stuff, Heather.
Right.
Business is built in. I've heard somewhere between, like, 10 to 20% of cost is built to regulatory compliance.
The reality is that there are regulations, and we as individuals are in control of our own lives, right? Even with these regulations, we decide how we go about them, whether we abide by them, whether we go around them, whether we run to change these regulations. I mean, this is what we're
faced
with. See,
you have no problem with the fact that some people are going to get fined and have their money taken away from them because of regulation.
No, I'm just being a realist.
I don't dispute your reality is reality. What I dispute is whether or not it's a good idea. You seem to love it. I loathe it. So when you talk about regulation is a broken window because it takes money that could be going towards innovation, could be going towards other jobs, and it churns it through a Washington machine or a Concord, New Hampshire machine or whatever machine. It sucks money out to pay for all the regulators, pay for all the bureaucrats. That money doesn't stimulate anybody except... then it gives them an excuse to take more money and to do more regulation.
I mean, I see both sides of the story. I do see the argument where I think regulations do lead to innovations to get around the regulations. And then I do see
the
idea...
You heard it here first, folks.
No, I do.
So, yeah, some people will try to find loopholes around innovations,
right.
And then generally those loopholes wind up being closed.
Okay, like cryptocurrency, perfect example, right? All these high taxes, people are like, oh, we want to trade something. We don't want to be taxed on it. We don't want to do this. Blah, blah, blah. Poof, Bitcoin. People thought of Bitcoin. Someone probably had an idea, like, how could I create, like, a digital currency that we didn't have to, you know, that was decentralized, and people had this thought. But this thought might not have come to exist were it not for the regulations.
What?
No.
Yes, it's a
The regulation gets out of the way, and the black hole for resources that the government is disappears, and other things can be done with those resources. Better things.
Yeah,
and
you can have regulations in the private market, for crying out loud.
There's a whole bunch of reasons for cryptocurrency.
You go to private school.
Hold on, let him finish.
There's a whole lot of reasons for cryptocurrency without regulation sitting in the way. That's sitting in the way. It's a barrier. A barrier.
Obstacle.
No, the term that is often used is regulatory burden, and even the government uses this term.
Yes.
The burden of regulation. When they pass laws, they actually discuss what will the burden be. Why would you want to burden things?
But somebody wants to burden me. Challenge accepted.
No.
Yes!
No, let's not accept the challenge.
No,
I'm just...
There's where the big fallacy
why,
is.
So you want me to sit here and just cry and be like, that's not fair?
No.
You're happy to go forward and accept all this, and everybody else is. So we're those of us that have a different idea are left in the lurch, you know.
But regulations aren't just limited to government. They're in private. at companies. They're in families. Did your mom never have like a bedtime or, you know, things like this? Like regulations aren't just government.
Apples and oranges.
You can get a job working for a company. Heck, there's regulations of me being on this radio show. Like, we're not allowed to say certain words. Ian doesn't want anybody drinking while we host the show. I mean, there's regulations.
Hold on, Bad Slave. I'm going to hold you over so that you can answer some of the absolute ludicrousness that was coming out of Heather.
Yeah,
your calls
you
and thoughts,
you.
Welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. What do you think about regulations? Are they a welcome burden?
Do you want to help build a better financial system for everyone? Join Dash. Dash is digital cash, a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy, fees are low, and transactions are confirmed instantly. Dash is decentralized, run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Dash is set up to succeed where other platforms have failed. Give it a try at dash.org. Help people take control over their financial future today. Find out more at dash.org.
Fireplaces and wood stoves are wonderful to have and provide low-cost heating, but they've got their drawbacks too. One of them is the increased likelihood that your home will burn. My primary advice is to use to never let fire into your home and make sure that you have an extinguisher on every floor and the garage and that everyone knows how to use it. But if you love your wood stove, don't want to give it up, make sure that you keep things away from it and have a professional clean it every year. The pro will make sure the chimney is properly functioning also. Make sure to dispose of your ashes outside too. I got my Blink Home Security System delivered right to my door. I downloaded the app and it walked me right through the easy setup. Even with my complicated router system, I was done in like 10 minutes. Now it notifies me whenever something moves in front of the wireless cameras, or I can just check it whenever I want right from my phone. And I got you a deal. Get 3 Blink cams for what the other guys charge you for one, plus an extra 10% off. Visit blinkprotect.com/FTL. blinkprotect.com/FTL. blinkprotect.com/FTL.
Earlier this year, after many years of conflict over the direction of Bitcoin, the creators of Bitcoin Cash did just what they were told to do. They forked off. Now there are 2 Bitcoins, the one that is run by the big bank Betsy's, and Bitcoin Cash, the one that stays true to the creator's vision. Bitcoin Cash has surprised many with its relevancy and staying power, and the price reflects it. If you believe that Bitcoin was meant to be a low-cost, easy-to-use, peer-to-peer currency that could bring economic freedom to the world, you need Bitcoin Cash. Get your Bitcoin Cash wallet right now at Bitcoin.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Attention, type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
purse.com. Save 5% instantly. 10, 15, 20, 25%, up to 33% off of those things that you were going to buy from Amazon anyway, presumably. Now, what you need to do is you put things in an Amazon wish list. You then import that wish list to saveatpurse.com, and then you fund the account with Bitcoin or other cryptocurrencies. Somebody then winds up buying the crypto at a markup. You get the items. They get Bitcoin, and everybody is happy. Saveatpurse.com. That's saveatpurse.com. Let's go back to Skype, where we've got Bad Slave calling in. And now, Bad Slave, Heather had asked you a question. I don't remember what it was, but I did want to give you time to respond. So go ahead.
What were you asking, Heather?
Honestly, I don't even remember at this point because these two kept going on during the break or whatever. But
I was shouting.
No, it's just like I'm not trying to troll. They kept asking me during the break, like, Heather, are you serious? Like, is this what you think? And I'm like, look, I honestly, like, when it comes to regulation, I watched a video the other day that got me thinking. And you know what, Daryl, you can say, call me a derogatory term like status, you know, and imply that somehow you're intellectually superior to me because you have a different view. I don't actually think that makes you principled. I think it makes you less principled that you're going to resort to calling me things like status,
Heather,
just because I'm sharing a different, it doesn't matter. It's not a joke because I'm not joking. And some of these are, like, I watched a video the other day that got me thinking from another viewpoint. Let me ask you this. What did you think 10 years ago? What did you think 5 years ago? Chris, you mentioned you were a Republican. Why are you both so
yes.
You're at the bottom of the rabbit hole now with this whole anarchist stuff and that government's the enemy? Why are you so certain that you got the world all figured out and that if I offer any criticism to any of you guys' ideas, suddenly I'm just a statist and I don't know anything? Like, can you hear me out for 1 second?
Yeah, I'm waiting to reply.
All right, well, go for it.
Because I've been an absolute statist, not in a derogatory term, but I've been a nationalist, I've been a statist, I've been a Republican, I have been a Keynesian, I have looked at things through different eyes than I have today. Over the last many, many, many years of my life, I've seen what has worked and what has failed. And during that time, I read a lot, I study, and what I can say is the ideas of liberty and the ideas of a truly free market, in my experience, not in my feelings, but in my experience, when I've seen them in action, work better. They're morally superior to the ideas of status, statism and nationalism and all these other things.
Now, where do you get your morals from, to say that
from
certain
God.
Things are from God?
Yeah. When I think of morals, I think of basically the golden rule. I think of property rights, that what belongs to me, including my own body.
The golden rule is do unto others as you would have do unto you.
Yep, I have no issue with that either.
Okay.
And I'm very comfortable in stating that I can reconcile my Christian beliefs with my views on government, on regulation, on free markets, on self-ownership and things like that, because they're compatible. They complement each other. That's why.
Actually, self-ownership, according to Christianity, is like your body belongs to God.
True.
Technically.
But I have, I am responsible for what happens to that body as long as it's on earth.
Our goal is to protect our bodies.
Sure.
As if it belonged to God and that we're supposed to glorify it and therefore treat ourselves, you know, as a valued commodity.
Right.
Getting back to regulation.
Yes, okay. Bad Slave, go ahead.
Go ahead.
The idea that, to me, what you're spouting, and I don't say that derogatorily, what you're saying, Heather, is a progressive view. The progressive view is that government is the solution for problems.
I didn't say it was the solution. I said regulation can lead to innovation.
You could say it's beneficial.
But you're saying that there's some benefit, and I say no. The benefit is supplied when the regulation goes away. The idea that we need barriers, people
not necessarily barriers, but maybe guidance. You know, a little bit of guidance isn't a bad thing.
It's not guidance. What regulation ends up being is the bigger companies are less burdened by it.
Have you ever used a GPS?
No.
Have you ever used a GPS? That's regulation, right? It's regulating your route.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is. If you want freedom, shut your GPS off and figure it out yourself. That's freedom.
It's a system
that gives you a guiding point. You can do detours, right? You can navigate your way around things.
I will point out that GPS is a government system.
It doesn't get in my way.
But I'm saying, will you?
Right.
It creates harm. Do you understand harm?
How does it create harm?
Well, because there's cost involved, like the broken window.
But not
there. Every regulation Daryl just said regulatory burden. If there's a cost to it, they try to calculate that stuff and they don't do it well.
The cost isn't. Oh my God.
The cost isn't important?
No, it's not the cost. You're looking at it from like one perspective.
The perspective that counts is the perspective of the entrepreneur.
I'm the guy that wants to innovate a new product.
Okay.
You're
thinking regulation.
I don't want some third party interfering with me doing that.
Okay, you're thinking.
Unless I'm creating harm.
So if regulation is bad and you're consistent in that, then regulation in any way, shape, or form is bad, or is it only when the government regulates something?
You can have voluntary regulation.
But that's still regulation, is it not?
We regulate each of ourselves.
Isn't it do unto others what you would have do unto you? So you can have voluntarily regulate. Like, if regulation is bad or it's not.
No. I'm going to hop in here and say that. You want to use the word regulation for any rule, and there's a difference.
No, there's not.
Yes, there is. Yes. Regulation is something that, in the context that we're using it, let's agree on that, it is rules that are implied or forced upon someone else by a third party. So, for example, I happen to sell jams, jellies, and maple syrup in my store in Keene, New Hampshire.
Okay.
And the regulations of the city of Keene say that because I sell jams and jellies, if I were in the next city over, it wouldn't matter. But because I'm located in Keene, I am a restaurant, and I have to follow all the restaurant regulations. Now, minimally, that costs me $200 a year in a restaurant license. That's a regulatory burden. That's a hard cost that I have to pay because of regulation.
Bad Slave, thank you for the call. Your calls and thoughts, welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. What's the cost of regulatory burden?
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
Are you tired of paying fees and commissions to that other site? I know you are. And I'm here to tell you about a great alternative to sell your stuff. BuySellMakeOffer.com is the best-selling site to ever come along. It doesn't matter what you're selling, big or small, it's easier than ever. And you can use Skype to show your items and get to know your potential buyer, and they can see that you are for real. No more blind trust. And you're not limited to snapshots. You can video what you're selling to better sell it fast. For as little as $9.95, and that's after a free 30 days, you can sell everything you no longer want with absolutely no fees, ever. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and become part of a community of buyers and sellers who have already discovered this revolutionary way of getting it sold online. That's BuySellMakeOffer.com. You'll never regret making the switch. BuySellMakeOffer.com. So, what are you waiting for?
Have you checked your ECS lately? We have. We are New Pharma, scientists who specialize in human functions controlled by the endocannabinoid system, or ECS. Let me simplify. Your ECS is involved in physiological processes like appetite, pain sensation, mood, memory, and immune systems. New Pharma's patent-pending science is the big difference in our natural solutions, formulated for your well-being. For example, our foundation product provides targeted nutrition to support a healthy endocannabinoid system, which is directly responsible for managing and controlling inflammation. This product contains turmeric, which is known as one of the best anti-inflammatories on the planet. Our allergies product contains sage, which is a very effective decongestant. See all of our amazing capsules, essential oils, and ECS herbal tea at GNUPHARMA.com. New Pharma. Your path to wellness begins here.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. If you like the show and you listen as one of the podcast listeners, and we know that there are a bunch of them. Yes, there are people that listen live on the radio. We are on about 170 radio stations coast to coast. Not all of them live, some delay broadcast, but we do have both radio listeners and podcast listeners. If you are one of those podcast listeners, please take a moment to head over to the iTunes Store or to Stitcher or any of the other different podcast aggregating sites. Leave a rating, leave a review. It winds up helping other people find the show because the way algorithms work, the more ratings, the more reviews we have, then the higher up in the ratings that we show when people search for various talk shows. So please, do us that favor. Leave us a rating, leave us a review. Let's head back to the phones. We've got Tom calling in from Baltimore. Tom, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
I just had to call in defense of Heather. Heather, you know, I really have come to admire your strength as a young woman. You remind me, I don't know if any of you are old enough to remember the typical photograph during World War II. The one that comes to mind is Rosie the Riveter.
Right.
These were images of strong women at work. A lot of times they had their sleeves rolled up. These were classy ladies, but they also didn't mind getting a little dirty in their work efforts. And I don't mean that in a nasty way. I mean they were hardworking women, but they were also classy. It was a positive image of women being strong. And Heather, you really remind me so much of that type of image. Don't let these guys harass you at all. I don't think I need to tell you that.
Oh, no,
by
no.
By the way, I think what you said about marriage was excellent. Any father would be so proud to have a daughter speak like you do. Don't ever.
Oh, thank you so much.
That attitude and your class will net you a husband one day, if that's what you're looking for, who will respect you. And I know from listening to you that you would accept nothing less than respect.
Yeah.
And so you stick to your guns.
Oh,
by the way,
thank you so much.
Regulation is something inherent in everything we do. Heather is right. You guys are absolutely wrong.
Oh, I don't disagree that it's part of our daily life. I disagree whether it's beneficial and whether it should be removed or encouraged.
Let me school you boys. There's
Please.
Something called positive regulation and negative regulation.
Mm-hmm.
It has good instincts. I mean, our genes are regulated, and they're regulated in a particular way. Our bodies are regulated relative to the temperature. Getting outside of anatomy,
mm-hmm.
Our homes are regulated relative to temperature. Everything that we encounter and do is a balance between positive and negative regulation. And that applies to business, just like she was saying.
You Can I ask a quick
have
question?
A completely unregulated business environment, then you would have monopolies. We know this
no.
in history.
Yeah, that's completely false. But let me ask you a question. Do we benefit from an FDA?
Are you saying that's completely false?
Yes. Do we benefit?
Well, you're absolutely wrong.
On this, we will disagree, but that's okay. Do patients in the United States benefit from a level of regulation that presents such barriers to new drugs that it often takes 10, 15 years, if they're ever approved at all, while people could be saved by those drugs? So I'm not saying that...
Do patients in America not benefit from the fact that they can walk into any hospital here and get treatment? I mean, that's a regulation.
Nobody's answering my question.
You're looking at there are negative effects to regulation, but there
right.
are also positive effects. And you're only looking at the negative effects and not acknowledging that some regulation can actually lead to positive effects.
What I did was I brought up one specific type of regulation, one specific example, and that's the one that I'd like to talk about. And you can... Please take it apart, but don't change the question.
We can work on individual, discussions over, this regulation has negative consequences, this one has positive consequences. But
sure.
we need to look at individual regulations instead of blanket painting with the broad brush.
Pointed out an individual regulation.
I was very specific. The one you talked earlier about, your restaurant, and I don't know if it was off the air or on the air, but your restaurant being, if you sell jams, now you have to be,
a restaurant. Right.
Stuff like that nonsense. And that's going to hurt companies, but there are also regulations out there that can actually lead to positive change.
How about regulations that benefit some companies but hurt others? Is
negative
that beneficial?
Regulations. What do you think your liberty ideals are? They're a set of regulations. It's what you go by. What do you think Christianity is all about? It's about whether or not you're going to be regulated by what the good Lord tells you is proper and correct, or whether or not you're going to be regulated or controlled at the tip of a bayonet. And we know this from our founders, who very aptly put it so, because it is so correct. You can live by a simple Ten Commandments, and Heather touched on this last
right.
week as well. And by the way, she was absolutely correct. I don't know why you make fun of her when she talks about criminality when it comes to adultery. That was the way of the land, and it had a good purpose, and she's absolutely correct. Listen, do you know how many assaults and murders took place because people were adulterous? Fidelity is an important concept, and she's correct. It is
Has it stopped it?
Wrong, and it's a boondoggle to society when people are engaged in infidelity.
Has it been effective?
I'm going to say yes.
It was until society went to hell, and she touched on that as well. She's very learned for a young lady.
My question would be,
I'm going to leave you with this. Don't take any guff from these young men.
Okay.
You're much more learned than they are. Have a good evening.
Young men. Oh, that's great.
Thank you very much, Tom. My question has always been,
did they actually work? Did they actually dissuade people from...
It depends on who you ask.
There may be some empirical answer to that.
Just to be clear, nobody was condoning adultery on this show last week.
No, God no. Yeah.
We all described it should not be a...
Well, there was one guy in the Free Talk Amplifiers group that said he was foaming at the mouth after hearing my conversation. And I'm like, only a cheater would foam at the mouth after hearing me talk about adultery like that. Like, you might not agree with me, but only literally... Why are you going to foam at the mouth?
The question is whether another law provided a benefit to society. And if you look at the... And I don't have these numbers in front of me. I don't know if any of us does. But what are the percentage of people that are not cheating because there is a law against it?
Stefan from the Commonwealth of Skype... You're on Free Talk Live. Are you loading some kind of firearm there, or you just have a really loud mouth?
Oh, sorry. Yeah, I was just doing some maintenance work while I was on hold. My bad.
Do you have one of those chainsaw bayonets on the end of any of your firearms?
Oh, trust me. The second I heard about that, I actually took a pruning chainsaw and attempted to attach a Picatinny rail to it.
Nice.
Go ahead with your thoughts.
First things first, the Heather fan club is a real thing now.
Right. There's at least two
people. There's a page for it. There is a page for it.
Oh, really?
Nuh-uh.
Yes.
Are you in the...
Are you serious?
Yeah, I sent it to Daryl and Heather both on Facebook, so if you want to check that out, go ahead. But I'd like to talk about some ballot initiatives that were voted on this week. There were two of them. One got absolutely walloped. And one passed overwhelmingly. I'd like to speak about the one that passed overwhelmingly. It was called Issue 1. It was called the Crime Victim Rights Initiative. And basically it, you know, adopts something that's like a Marcy's Law. Are you familiar with that, what a Marcy's Law is?
Not entirely. And hopefully you will tell us. And your calls and thoughts are welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Ballot initiatives passed in Ohio. Some failed. What are your thoughts? This is Free Talk Live.
From the second letter of Captain Mark. Any pirate knows that commerce is communication. Markets condense oceans of information into a single price. Innovations in communication are circumventing the scrutiny of the crown. This signals a change in the coin of the realm. The crown uses digital currency to surveil, censor, seize, and destroy wealth at will, so pirate currency must protect us from this weaponized money. We need to move funds further, faster, cheaper, and without third-party observation, basing decisions on an accelerating flow of information, so pirates require nearly instantaneous transactions with no arbitrary limits on volume or artificial influences on fees. Most importantly, a pirate currency must preclude centralization. Otherwise, it will become another link in our chain to the crown. A superior currency will result in the obsolescence of the coin of the realm and the extinction of the crown itself. Trade above the grid. Join us at pirateswithoutborders.com.
Google has all but banned the movie series What Would Muhammad Do? It's a brilliant film on the true history and goals of Islam. This is the film Trump's enemies and holdouts from the Obama administration are terrified you will see. Pro-Islamic groups working with Google and other multi-billion dollar corporations have vowed to suppress the distribution of What Would Muhammad Do? When you see it, you'll understand why. Get your copy while you still can. Order the 4-DVD collection today for $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Or go online and download the entire movie series for just $19.95. But wait, for those who order in the next 30 minutes, we'll throw in a 9-part series on the Muslim Brotherhood absolutely free. Go to www.mdfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now. That's www.mdfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Yeah! This is Free Talk Live. Not giving out the call in line because, well, if you're not already on hold, we're not getting to you, and hopefully we're able to get to everybody that is on hold. Before we get back to Stefan, I want to make sure that I tell you about an excellent news source for all things crypto, news.bitcoin.com. Reported on the show last night that SegWit2x has been called off. Well, headline earlier today is there's a small company called BitPico that claims that SegWit2x is still alive despite all the evidence to the contrary. So they'll definitely be covering that. SegWit2x futures apparently still being traded on some exchange somewhere. Plus, there's news about one of the corrupt federal agents that was involved in the Ross Ulbricht trial being sentenced to 2 more years in prison for money laundering. Again, you can find those and more at news.bitcoin.com. Let's head back to Skype, where we've got Stefan calling in. Stefan, you're back on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
You were asking what a Marcy's Law is. Basically, yes. It's a law designed to, you know, protect the rights of a victim.
Right.
That's what they say. And basically, according to Ballotpedia, it says the purpose of the amendment was to provide victims with A, the right to privacy and to be treated with respect, fairness, and dignity. I don't know how the state determines that. The right to information. When it comes to the proceedings, you're allowed to know everything about the proceedings. And this is what really makes me mad. The right to notice of the release of the accused. I think that very heavily violates privacy. And I think it's
hold on. Let me ask the question of how's that violate privacy when all of that is public information?
I don't think it should be. No, basically, you can find it anyway, but this will make it so when the person is released, they will get directly notified either, you know, by email, maybe by a phone call, you know, they'll be immediately informed, hey, by the way, this guy got released or this woman got released or whatever. Okay.
Now, I did a little bit of looking last week on this ballot initiative one, and it doesn't seem as though what was being proposed is really all that different from the current law. So why was this thing proposed, and are there any major differences?
There's one major difference I noticed, and it gives the right to restitution.
That seems to be something that should have already right. been there.
I'm not entirely familiar with the definition of it. I had looked it up, and it seems to me it's payment or compensation.
Right, so if I come over and I steal your television and break your windows, then restitution would be not only giving you your television back and repairing your windows, but also giving you some kind of compensation for the time that you were without a television and a window.
Well, in that case, I'd say that that's definitely a civil issue.
It is more of a civil issue, but it's something that in property crimes is handled through the criminal proceedings, just because otherwise, sorry, Mr. Stefan, we did find this guy guilty of robbing you. Now you need to go spend $500 to file a civil lawsuit and hope that your attorney can outspend his attorney.
Well, this, I don't like the phrase the right to restitution. I mean, how can that be considered a right?
If I rob you, then yes, you most definitely have a right to your belongings. And you have a right to be made whole.
Right.
So minus the state enforcing that, without the state, would I have the right to restitution?
This goes into the realms of the hypothetical libertarian society and how would it work?
Right, but it's fairly common throughout common law, and not just English common law, but most common laws that I'm aware of have some kind of restitution built into them.
Right.
And how do you get restitution?
There are multiple ways that you could get restitution.
How? Lawsuit, maybe.
We gave the hypothetical earlier of I busted Chris's rear window on his car.
Mm-hmm.
He sees that I did it, and he apprehends me or something. All right, hey, Daryl, you need to make this right. Pay for the busted window. And then I either work out the way it should go and the way it actually does go, not necessarily the same, but the way it should go is I either say, hey, man, I don't have the $100 to pay the Safe Light guy, but I can come do some work for you.
Right.
I can work it off.
Right.
But that's not necessarily an option in the way the state handles things.
So then what if Daryl takes off and decides not to come work it off?
Well, let me use another example.
Can we just finish this one?
No, I'm going to talk about the exact same case, but we're going to move this back 700 years to medieval England.
Why? Let's talk about today how a libertarian society would function.
I'm going 700 years back. So in this village, Daryl the Great breaks my window of my little hovel that I live in, and everybody sees him do it, but we don't have a sheriff. We're just out in the countryside. It's a village,
mm-hmm.
but there's really no formal government set up. Everybody just kind of lives there.
Okay.
We all have the king. We know where the king's at.
Yeah.
But common law comes into play because everybody's like, Daryl, that was a stupid, nasty thing to do to Chris. He did not deserve that. You need to make it right. Now, Daryl has two choices. He can either make it right, or he cannot make it right.
That's assuming Daryl threw the rock in front of everybody.
He did. In this example,
in
he
the
did.
Scenario, yeah. There were witnesses.
There were witnesses. So nobody doubts that Daryl did it. But this Daryl knows that if he doesn't make it right, then nobody's going to buy his grain from him. They're going to ostracize him. They're going to make his life not pleasant. So it's in Daryl's best interest. Now, we didn't need a law. That's just common law coming into play.
Okay, let's take this Kevin Spacey stuff, right? Kevin Spacey's accused of all these horrible sex crimes and stuff right now, but there's people out there that don't believe him. So how does common law handle that? That, like, when you have half the people believing someone did something and the other half believing they didn't, how does common law handle that?
Common law doesn't handle everything in the world. Common law is the basis for most systems of law that we have.
So if nobody sees somebody break into my house to steal my TV, or nobody sees the windows being broken out,
right,
how did the police know that they broke a window? How do they know that it wasn't just some kid?
They may come and find evidence, or even I could do that. You know,
but if there's no evidence, then you're not going to find
right,
who did it, and
right,
then you will never wind up getting restitution.
But
if right, they find the person, then you should get restitution.
But let's say that I go outside my broken window and I see a woman's heeled footprint. And I realize that, well, that's strange. Heather was wearing boots like that the other
Heather
day.
Heather stole my TV, didn't she?
Exactly. Well, maybe I could, you know, I'll snap a picture of it, and then I'll compare that to the print, and maybe I can come up with that. And now I've come up with evidence. I didn't need to go to
right,
the police
so
for.
Then the question is, does a jury wind up believing the circumstantial evidence
right,
or not? And that there's a maxim, I believe it's from Jewish tradition, that if there's just circumstantial evidence and every member of the jury finds guilty, then the person goes free. Because there should be one person that's like, hey, wait
right,
a second, all of this is circumstantial,
right,
but if it's an 11 to 1, the person's guilty.
Interesting.
That sounds ridiculous.
Yeah, I got to research that one.
Yeah.
Yeah, I should too.
And I've not
I had no idea that was a thing.
Yeah, that's something that I've heard from people that I know that study Jewish legal systems.
Right.
And I've heard that multiple times. But you know, that's the way their common law system handles the thing when there
right,
are no witnesses.
And I kinda like the idea, and back to the original question of restitution, I like that better than punishment.
Right.
I like the idea that if someone is wronged, then they should be made whole, as opposed to you were wronged, so I'm going to put this person who I'm going to take
yeah, but
this
even
person
private
who,
arbitration and like settling what? Disputes is backed up by force, just so you know.
Again, we're talking about this
right,
initiative one in Ohio,
right,
and just because it says you have the right to restitution
right,
doesn't mean it's you get restitution in lieu of this person
right,
that
right,
stole your $5 loaf of bread
right,
going to jail or whatever the punishment is. So it's
right,
restitution plus penalty, I'm guessing.
Right.
Stefan, thank you
thanks,
for the call.
Thanks, Stefan.
If we didn't get to you tonight, call in earlier tomorrow because we do this all 7 nights of the week, and we are always online at freetalklive.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.